republic stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tom?
Here. Most of them.
Trustee Duffy, Trustee Everly.
I'm here.
And fiscal officer?
Here.
Here, everybody's here. Any changes to the agenda?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
To discuss possibly using this building as an evacuation point and for emergency purposes.
Okay. Anything else? All right.
I'll move we amend the agenda.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. No guest speakers. Any resident concerns for tonight?
Not right now.
So far, so good.
Feel free to speak up when you do. All right, old business. The water district formation is moving forward. Our attorney, Mr. Albers, is going to be meeting with Judge Dan Hawkins on the 22nd of this month. And then the hearing is scheduled for February 11th. And the hearing is going to involve Bill Ash, who's not here tonight, for the Mount Air Improvement Corporation. I'll be there. Glenn Marslip from Delco is going to be presenting, and we'll probably have a few other testimonies involved and hopefully get going.
I feel bad we played Judge Hawkins' daughter in basketball.
No. Did you let her win?
I didn't know.
I didn't know
he was in the stands. We did not, but he was a good
John.
Sport.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he won't make the connection.
I was worried when I saw Sharon Township first. I didn't know who it was.
Yeah.
You know, the
common place paperwork.
Yes.
Starting to get nervous.
I'm like, who's suing who?
So next.
Sounds like a divorce.
Next step on that, we've got a number of the residents who've indicated they're interested in being a part of the new system. We've got some engineering work going, and then we'll start exploring the funding options. The district will be applying for funding, which will also include reimbursing the township for any legal fees, which I'm personally backing if that falls through for any reason. So we're good. OVC update.
Okay, thank you very much. Worthington had some questions for the developers. They've been forwarded to the developers. They just want to understand the impacts. I expect John raised a question on the use of funds. I talked to council on that to make sure we can use it for township purposes, make sure it's all good. We're waiting for sign-off from Continental that they have 50% of the tenants that are going to approve it.
Okay.
If we don't get that, obviously we have to renegotiate everything, right?
Okay.
But they think they're going to get it, and I would expect that we'll get this approved by a March timeframe, and then hopefully we can, with Worthington, get it approved and have funds start coming in through income tax this year. So, yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
So that, I'll keep everybody updated.
Yep. Do you know when those get distributed? Is that on a monthly basis or quarterly basis? Or do you know how that works?
You know, we've never collected an income tax.
Yeah, that's why I would think
it would be through. We can find out. I think it would be through the regional income tax authority.
Yeah,
yeah. But we'll find out.
Are we still pursuing the other jets?
Yes.
Do we have any updates on those?
I'm waiting for dates from the Metro Parks to go talk to them, and I think were we. What else will we pursue?
Godman Guild.
The Godman Guild. Mm-hmm. Who's the contact of the Godman Guild? Do we...
Which one?
At the Godman Guild.
Oh.
Ellen Moss.
Yeah. I don't have that name right off the top of my head, but yeah, the Godman Guild, and then there's some other areas. Remember, we were going to merge, try to have a all-encompassing township one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll call you on the Godman Guild,
okay.
And then we'll have that report at the next meeting. Okay.
Awesome. General fund sustainability. Do you have anything?
She keeps looking at me on these things, but I'm happy to, you know, I think we are in good fiscal shape for the general fund for this year, right? I talked to Mr. Keith.
We ended with 188, as we mentioned in the minutes, which is up good.
Right.
And one of the things, if we watch what we spend and possibly sell a couple parcels, that will be very good.
So we're not out of the woods. We're going to have to make decisions, but I think we're going to be, and I talked to John a little bit this morning on it, I think we're going to have time to be strategic, meet with our division heads, really talk it through, make sure we're not rushing, but making good, sound decisions. So.
And my plan was to meet with you guys this past 2 weeks, and well, it'll have to be this next week sometime. I would like to schedule time with the two of you separately and maybe meet with Mr. O'Keefe again and just kind of lay out some other things. But we need to start getting to the point where in the next meeting or two we're deciding plan A, plan B, plan C. And they're not going to be easy decisions, but I think we have to look forward. The JEDs are going to help, but things are going to continue to get more and more expensive. We have to look at, even if we weren't having issues, we should try to be as lean and fiscally responsible as possible. So whatever that entails is setting us up for a long-term future. We're a small township. It's hard to be as efficient as a larger township. We don't have the commercial revenues, so we have to be creative and make changes that are smart.
One question I had, and I don't even know that this is a possibility, but I know in the past we've had some different studies done about whether we're using the building at its full capacity. Yeah. Is it possible to create kind of a condominium situation with this building and, you know, like keep a portion of it, sell a portion of it?
We've talked about that maybe before you came out. I'm not sure, but I think
it's been a while.
But it's a great idea, right? Mm-hmm. I think it is within the art of the possible, right? Because we could, you know, if we're happy with the space and we have enough, we could, you know, this building is easy to configure, right? You've got a lot of doors inside and out.
It's kind of partitioned already.
You could sell half the building.
Yeah. I just thought, you know, we're looking for kind of a one-time infusion that gives us the opportunity to build up the money from the different JEDs and things like that and be earning interest on, you know, that capital.
Yeah, I think that's been one thing. I've just felt like the building's just so inefficiently used. Right now, it's bigger than we need. We rarely need the space we have. And the only other concern I have is the visibility of it. You know, from a public perspective, it's not as visible. It's not the best location for that. We also have, you know, not enough parking. So if we were to condo it, we would have a parking issue. And I think the age of the building and the structure of it, it's hard to, I mean, I think our utilities and everything are very high here.
So, parking-wise, I know it's not ideal, but is it possible to turn kind of the backyard into a parking space?
Did you price that out?
Yeah, I know it's not ideal.
That would entail some good engineering, I imagine, with the new NPDES regulations for parking lots and trying to keep your stormwater on lot more. Is something that would have to be approved by the city of Worthington. Okay. So you would have to speak with them and see what those requirements may be if you start changing that.
And the cost
The cost to do that.
Very high.
I know a lot of them are making you kind of store the water somewhat more on site and then releasing. Unless you start looking at more of a pervious type surface, which is another option that whether they would allow or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But yes, that would be a very big concern is trying to add on to the parking lot and what that's going to look like and what type of costs and engineering would be involved with that.
Mm-hmm. So,
would that require a zoning change also?
I don't think so. But there again, we'd have to check with Worthington. The addition of the parking lot would fall under all of that, but I don't think the zoning would have to change. Because it's already...
You're talking about condominiums.
To create, like,
just office space?
Yeah.
Office, like, basically keep our office space, sell the other office space, like, situation.
Yeah.
So that we're, you know, then...
More of a multi-use building?
Yeah.
Office condo space.
Yeah.
So does that, I, as you know, we haven't been here for a while, but this is the first time I'm hearing about this joint economic development district that is coming into play now with OVC.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So is it GEDD or is it GDZ?
JEDD.
Or J, I'm sorry.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Joint D. Joint Economic Development District. So two Ds.
I don't think you can do a Gen Z anymore, can you?
Yeah. Yes.
It's not. They just changed the law.
They changed the law.
They took it away.
Yeah.
So are there any risks with this contract that we're entering on this? I mean, what is the reason for it?
Well, it's to bring in revenue for the township. We've got a tenant, an owner that wants to, you know, do this huge development, right? It's going to have long-term benefit for the township. We had council give us an opinion in terms of what is market condition for incentives, and you know, we, unlike Columbus, we can't do abatements on income tax, right? A lot of, like, Columbus will give, you know, if you're creating jobs, they give, you know, tax abatement on the income tax coming in, and so our tools are limited. And so because of they want tax increment financing to pay for infrastructure, because they want a real property, which they got from the county, we need to be made whole for that. And the township, this is a creative way for us to collect income tax to, you know, bring in revenue that's going to really help the general fund. And then when the incentives wear off, there's going to be a lot more revenue for the township.
When the incentives
sunset, you know, we're going to have I think $13 million more in valuation. Our current valuation for the entire township is about 70 million?
76.
Okay, got bumped up. It was like 67. And so we're going to see more than a 10% increase in valuation of properties in the township, which will bring a lot. You know, that's substantial. Does that help, Kathy?
A little bit. I'm doing some, I've pulled a lot of information, so. Okay. Thank you.
Of course.
Okay, on to new business. We received a complaint from a resident about local waste services, so I just had a question about how we wanted to handle that. And I have noticed, too, I mean, my trash cans have been right on the road or in the middle of my driveway before, and I don't know if you guys have had any issues, but somebody on was a Forest Ridge has had in some near misses, I guess, even with the truck. And when she's complained to local waste services, it got better for a week or two, but then they started putting her trash can in the middle of her driveway where she couldn't pull into her driveway, and she kind of felt like they were playing a little game. So I guess the question is, do we have a contact? Who should reach out to them? I think it should be addressed. If I don't know. Has anyone else had any issues with?
Yeah, I have a long driveway, and they just throw it anywhere.
Yeah.
Sometimes in the street when I come home, if I'm not there when they come.
Okay.
Or it lives in the wrong place, and they're not on the same side.
Yeah.
And I'm not buying anything. I don't buy theirs or pay for theirs. I use them because I already had them with wheels now on it. But I mean, they're getting so beat up and busted up. I'll have to get some new ones. Yeah, they just put them where they drop. Whether it's in the street, in the driveway, or in the grass.
Okay.
But they do show up every week, so what are
you going
to do? Sometimes when they show up.
Yeah, I was going to read it. So I would recommend we email Eric DeHaze. We are getting several complaints on drivers not putting the trash cans back in the right locations, i.e. either putting them in the street or in the driveways.
Mm-hmm. In the middle of the driveway.
In the middle of the driveway.
Blocking access.
Can you let us know if this can be addressed?
And I think the reckless driving and careening around the neighborhood, I haven't noticed that, but I'm not usually there when they pick up. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if anyone else has had any concerns about the... So she said she almost got hit by them. I don't know.
Okay.
If that's... Not.
Yeah, so that's okay.
And she would have probably already talked to them about it, so that shouldn't be unfamiliar, but I think think coming from one of us would be better than her trying to fight it herself.
Why don't we put this on the agenda for the next meeting?
You want Eric to come?
No. I mean, I don't think so. Do you?
I don't think, unless it doesn't get better after this.
Yeah. I think we give him one warning and then we see if it gets better. And, you know,
we'll turn John out.
You know.
And I'll let Terry know that we have sent an email and that we will follow up in 2 weeks in our next meeting.
Okay.
Thank you. Yep. Okay. First quarter newsletter.
The only date change I have, Sharon has said if we did final approval on the 6th, then we need to, it'll go out to the residents on the 18th, but I don't think that there's anything that is essential that we, you know.
No, timing-wise.
Timing-wise, I think we're just fine to get it out mid-February. Do you agree?
So, I haven't got anything into it.
No, we just said we discussed. This is
come on, Tom.
We just said we talk about our topics. So articles to Sharon by the 25th. How about that?
By the 25th.
Yep.
So. Depending on these storms, yeah.
Yes. We have plenty of time.
We can dictate them in the truck.
Yeah, but it won't type for me.
Plow first. Newsletter second.
So, are we tossing out topics tonight, or?
Tossing out topics.
So, what's the normal timely winter stuff?
I'll do OVC article.
Okay. Do you
want to
do a water district?
I can do that. Yeah.
Okay.
I will definitely have some stormwater stuff has to go in there, and probably because this is going out in February.
Yeah, this will go out mid-February.
I may want to address some snow removal issues in that as well.
Leaf collections. What about general fund sustainability? I think we should give an update on that as well.
Okay.
Any police stuff?
Take us home.
Okay. Do a follow-up from our toy drive?
Yeah. That passed by several months ahead of time, and it's on Facebook.
Okay.
So, probably not.
Anything from the fire chief?
I will check with the fire chief. Yes.
How about an article on the local government fund? I don't know if we want to play more of an advocate role, but you know, the current governor is saying he's going to be more friendly to local government on funding, and that we need that general funding. So to the extent you can contact your representatives or state senators to support that, because that
I'll take care of that.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
Is that enough to get us a good start?
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
Chief Baylor's been on leaving the state this Friday, and I'm not sure if he's coming back. Oh, I was just at a meeting with him,
with
so
him?
Okay. You may not be able to get him next week.
Is he there about this 21?
You know, from the weather, he's been the same as us.
Well, he may. Depending, we could probably get something from like the prevention lieutenant or something. I mean, I'm sure we can get something.
Anything else on that?
Yeah, it might have. Didn't he say that smoke detector thing was coming back?
I think so, yeah. So we'll.
Might be something.
I don't know that he has a neighborhood chosen yet, because he'll choose a specific neighborhood, but they might at this point. I don't think they did when he was here last week.
But I think the last time, too, if you go up there and ask him to.
They'll do it for anybody if you call?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
For me.
You good? Lindsay?
I'm good.
Okay. Fiscal officer.
Okay. I mean, summary of issues. I did speak to the chair of Boy Scout Troop and informed them of the decision. He understood. And they are reaching out to other organizations to be the, their charter organization. Second item here, I just assume that we'll walk, stay away from this program this year and look at it next year.
Is that the mowing?
Mowing we got in-house.
Yeah. We can skip a year.
I have to say I'm happy you mentioned that.
I have received the Board of Education's annual agreement, but there was nothing mentioned in about the
election
awards or the medal stakes. And I was talking to Chief about that. You know, if it needs to be addressed because, one, there, one's a safety issue. If those stakes were left out there like in May,
yeah.
And Tom's guys come to cut the grass, and it sends ruins from
someone,
we'd be left holding in the bag. And plus, we don't want to air condition or heat the outdoors by the medals. So I think it would be best just to wait until they start looking for this agreement. Got a call from Reverend Chang. He requested use of two Fridays, the 18th, January 18th and 8th, from 6:30 to 8:30, and welcome the new students, Chinese students, to OSU. And each night we'll generate $101.25 for the general fund. I did email you folks an update of the Resolution B from 2 weeks ago, which shows the current monthly salaries. And I didn't know if you wanted to vote on this tonight or table it onto another week.
I'm okay. I mean, it's current law, so I think I'm okay with it.
This is off the current law, which I got from the Ohio Township Association. This is, double checked.
Okay. That's a big jump.
Yeah.
What's the 1039.33 and the other one's 99.90.33?
Yeah, because they were being paid at the 2008 level.
Has it gone up since 2008? So,
you sure that number's right? Is.
It went up when John and I were elected, but we elected to stay at the lower.
That's all.
So one's at 1-2 are at 1,000, one's at 9,000?
Which one?
You got one making 9,000.
One making 9,000, the other one
9,000.
So your number.
That's a month
that he's got 1,200.
Tom's like, can I have that job?
That's a big job.
Have any discussion? Are we ready to decide, discuss where we stand?
I'm okay with the resolution.
Okay. All right. So
I think you seconded.
So.
Officially, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
John moved.
We'll get signatures.
Okay.
Okay, that's out of the way. Last thing is the packet is the credit card, the new law that requires
monthly
that you have to look at the credit card transactions. And in this one here, if you look down at the bottom, that's I've got the $50 statement credit. If it gets up to 5,000 points, I call it's Citibank. Which provides the credit card for Park National Bank, and I call them, and that's what we require. And so if you look under the transactions, you see the 120, that's our cleaning out every 2 weeks. Okay. Now, we're pretty good on getting checks out. It's not like we're slow or anything like that, but she wants her money quick, and I don't have a problem with it. Mm-hmm. But you know, she's not getting $120 because, she's betting, she's losing probably 3 to 4%.
Wow.
Yeah, and the transaction fee. But anyway, but that's what it is. And if you look at that, all those, and then any other type, or like the postage, I did go buy all the postage because the rumor going up 55 cents. I got a 500%. So we should be able to do two credits per year.
Okay.
And so that will help reduce the cost. Mm-hmm. But the key is what the auditors state, what they're really looking at, is that's what they're looking for. They're looking for any rewards. Mm-hmm. And how they're cashed out.
Okay.
That's what they're looking for. And apparently in a couple other places, people have
personal credit.
Oh.
So, mm-hmm. So that's what they're doing. So, but that's, so every month I'll be bringing this out there. Because, and this is involvement.
And it's not going to be done.
You shall, I shall do that.
Yep.
And if you will sign it, you can send it over to
I attested.
And that's all I have to say. Thank
you. All right. Anything else?
No.
Good. Police?
Excuse me. I sent all of you this copy of this letter and email because I provided to you this evening. Constable Tyler Pimentel started here October 4th. We give them a minimum of 3 months to get through their training and certification period. He has done that, and then we usually try to take them up to their beginning pay step, which is step A, and he's completed everything very well. Matter of fact, he has all the state certifications he needs, so I'm recommending that we take him up to step A beginning tomorrow at the beginning of the pay period. As you can see, it's not much of a jump. It's goes from $17.52 an hour to $18.40 an hour. And then a year from now, of course, if he gets through everything, there's step or 1 year's a period of 1 year between each pay step after that. So I'm asking that the board approve taking any increase in this pay step.
Okay. I'll
motion
to approve.
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And next thing is I added to the agenda. There was a meeting this afternoon with the City of Worthington, both fire and police, Perry Township, and myself. They're going to have another meeting tomorrow, and I think they're going to try to get the road departments involved. I assume you heard about the possible weather conditions coming in this weekend. And apparently there's possible another storm coming in.
Following Wednesday, yeah.
Many of us remember what happened in that winter of 2004, 2005, as well as Hurricane Ike and everything going on. So we were just discussing some emergency plans, and one of those discussed was if there's any facilities that could be used for possible emergency evacuation, just for people to get warm should their power go out,
okay,
not to sleep or anything like that. I told them that we had a trustee meeting tonight. We had discussed this about this building once before, but we never had to use it. I'm just bringing up, and we would need your approval, though, to use this building should that become necessary. Now, the only thing we discussed, one of the things we discussed before, should that be done, someone needs to be here to monitor
that
the building.
That was the question.
It can't be one of the two police officers on duty because they're going
to
be out there.
Right. Do we know the capacity? I mean, I know we've got the per room capacity, but do we know the capacity of the
It's posted in the other rooms, too.
Each 172 people with tables and chairs.
Okay.
Without tables and chairs, it's much more than that.
Okay.
But once again, chances are the power's out in Worthington, the power's out here also. It's not always been like that, but once in a while it is. You know, it's just a temporary basis, but... So I guess I'm just asking for guidance should that occur. And of course, they'll call me and I'll be on duty or coming in to get other things arranged. But do we even want to consider if it becomes necessary? Now, the first place they would go to is the rec center.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, though, that's for Worthington residents. I don't know if they would take our residents to the rec center or not. And once again, we're talking about
they're directing their comments toward some of the senior citizens facilities, like right down 23 here. But then I start thinking about our residents down in Tremont Gardens, mm-hmm. or even in your neighborhood, should you run out of power. Do we want to provide this for someone to come and get warm until they make other arrangements to go stay somewhere?
Sure.
But at the same time, if we do that, we still have to have...
We'd have to staff it.
You never know what's going to happen.
If my power's out, I've got a wood stove. But and I'd stay home to run
it. You can come here.
I'll just invite everyone to my house. That's can't be allergic to dogs. or cats or birds.
my one suggests if we do that, then... I guess I don't know how we determine who's going to stay here to monitor. If it's a facility that wants to come in, that would be fairly easy. Mm-hmm. You know, your people can't come unless someone from your facility is here.
Right.
And, of course, we make sure they have a cell phone and they have access to call the dispatch center.
Sure.
If it's our residents, mm-hmm. If it's just it's a whole neighborhood, once again, our officers will be on the street. We're not... There's no way we'd be able to monitor.
Does it have to be someone who works for the township, or could it be like a Star Board member or somebody who has a...
Well, that'd be up to you all.
Because especially if it was an entire neighborhood, we have a Star Board
keep
member in each neighborhood.
The access they have are these rooms mm-hmm. and restrooms, which is all we want them to have anyway.
Right.
But that'd be up to you all who we would want to try to make responsible.
So let's say we approve it. How does it get... Does it then go to the newspapers, the radio stations, everyone to tell where people to go?
Well, chances are, if it's our neighborhoods, we would just go to the neighborhood because we're going to know. Yeah. And we would just let... Mm-hmm. We
do more word of mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And chances are, they probably already have worked out something else anyway. Mm-hmm. It's just a temporary location. And that's why you still have to have someone monitor, make sure they understand... No, you can't stay overnight here because we don't have... I mean, there's regulations, health regulations mm-hmm. you have to have, and we don't have that.
Yeah. Well, I think the highest risk people would be wheelchair-bound or elderly or otherwise disabled, in which case...
Right, and we don't really have that in the unincorporated area. Once again, it was just a backup. Should all of the facilities mm-hmm. in Worthington be like that, the rec center's not going to be able to handle everyone.
Right.
And again, it's still temporary because then they would call the Red Cross for assistance mm-hmm. to come in and... And they would find other locations for them. So mm-hmm. I didn't really have to. It's up to me. I would say yes, as long as we knew who was going to be here mm-hmm. and that we had somebody monitor. If we could not arrange that, then no, we would not be able to.
What I would recommend is I think we need to be open to the concept.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend we approve it, but it would take you reaching out to a majority of the board on the day of the incident or before to get a prior approval so we can ensure we have a staffing plan and people ready to go.
So I agree with that. Yeah.
Okay.
But I did want to go say, I won't do it without you all.
Yeah.
All right. I'll make sure that we get that into whatever happens this weekend and that type of thing, too.
One of the other issues that could come out of this is getting fuel for emergency vehicles. Mm-hmm. Worthington no longer has their own fueling station.
They fill up right there at BP, don't they?
BP and at they get their diesel at Speedwell.
Do they?
Yeah. So would the board, if I can accommodate their emergency vehicles like the squads and stuff like that with some diesel fuel if they need it. I would have a way to track that. Are you okay with me offering that up if they get in a bind? As long as I don't want to sell us short, but if I can, if they need it for the medics and stuff like that, I think that's important that they mm-hmm. be able to get fuel.
That's great.
So I would be happy to work with them on what we can afford and let them have. And,
I think that's important.
Mm-hmm.
And that did come up for discussion. That's when they said, well, we better get Tom and Ian from Perry here. So.
Yeah, I think that's important.
Well, again, we're hoping it doesn't happen.
Just trying to
Yes.
And everybody says, all of a sudden, we'd rather have the 12 inches of snow than the ice they're talking about.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Snow's easy.
Yeah.
The only other thing, John, is you're going to be here tomorrow in relation to what we're talking about. Well, then, before we leave here, I'd like to get the credit cards for Jeff and I. Although we probably could get gas from, he and I have talked about it, there's always maybe that 3 o'clock in the morning, maybe for a change, he and his crew at home sleeping. I'm not going to ask him to come in and arrange how to jury-rig the pumps run by gas.
How generous.
That's a good idea, to go somewhere else with the power's on somewhere.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
So I'll get this from you before you leave tonight.
All right.
That's all I have.
Okay. Tom.
First, thank you for your post on Facebook of our new truck going down your road. That was
I'm
really,
standing
really
on the
nice.
Porch. I'm like, I have to hit the video.
Yeah. That was, so, yeah, it was
how
really
did you guys know when to drop the blade at the end? There's no snow on the road, yet they knew to drop that
blade. Well, that's because he plowed on the way up.
Yeah. How did he know how to drop the blade on the way down?
Well, on the way down, he hadn't been down Plumtree all the way. He came over to cross through. So he was dropping the plow at a crossover where he hadn't plowed.
We're big H.
How the heck did he know? I thought she signaled him to do it.
Perfect timing on her part.
I'm
he
sure
had no idea. He didn't even know he was being filmed.
Do you know what I'm talking about? If you go to your Facebook, you'll see the video.
So... thank you. That's the first time we've really used that truck, including the brine, and it worked out very well. We're set up with Worthington to purchase brine from them. All the guys that are able to run the truck have been trained on how to fill it and the procedures. We've got our own number up there so that we can track. I've got them. The brine, they don't print. They don't have a receipt thing to print out for that. They do for the salt, but not the brine. So I'm having the guys write down the number of gallons. I've started a sheet and what time they got it, how many gallons they got. We're not going through a lot of it. We've got it set up between 10 and 12 gallons per ton, depending on the conditions out there. Most everybody's running 12 gallons per ton. It seems to be working pretty well. It helped out quite a bit there on that truck ran mostly all night on the west side of 315. So Mount Air and Worthington Hills all got brine and seemed to help quite a bit, especially on Clubview and Ivy. So and it seems to be reducing the amount of salt that he had to put down. That truck went through less salt and had really good results. So all in all, I think it went real well this past weekend. We ran two trucks on the road from 9 in the morning till a little after midnight when we finished up. So William Benson and I had the morning shift. We ran from 9 in the morning till 6 at night, and then Pete and Tom McDonald came in and finished up. So do have a few issues. I'm hoping it was just parties as far as parking of vehicles. Trying to get turned around with a snow plow in some of these areas. We're going to kind of monitor that situation. I'll put that information in the newsletter too about the parking, and remember that we've got people parking in our turnarounds or right out in front of their house, right next to it, where we can't hardly swing the truck to get turned around. So it's really made things difficult in some areas. So I'm going to try to address that just advise people of what's going on and why you can't park here and see if we can get them to cooperate. If not, we're going to be installing more additional no parking signs. So... don't like to do that, but if that's what it takes, we got to be able to get turned around safely. And you get out there for 12 hours at a time running a truck, you get a little tired and a little, so we cranky. The more room we have, the better off we are.
how did you handle Riverly?
Riverly went pretty well. We did it according to the plan. They did come down and do the patchwork, and I went down and checked it out, and it worked very well. We're doing a minimal amount of snow removal. We're just doing two passes down their main streets, and then all the crossovers and back in the back corners and stuff. Those are single passes, and trying to let the salt work. The first storm, the weather and temperatures were great for that, and the road stayed pretty good. I've got to call in to the mayor because he has not returned that letter where we stated we couldn't be responsible for the curbs and gutters this year because the road's elevation is not up to where it should be and that type of thing. So I made another phone call to him today. I checked with Mr. O'Keefe and it still hadn't shown up, and let him know I really need that before we come back in there, just to be safe. So I'm hoping I can get that before this weekend. But currently we should be set pretty well on salt. We're able to purchase from the city of Worthington and Franklin County both. So if this big storm hits, which really, to be honest with you, we won't go through probably as much salt as a lot of the entities will, because when it gets that heavy, we pretty much quit salting. There's no sense in that. It won't have time to work if it's snowing that hard on the heavy snowfalls like that. The traffic won't have time to work it before we come back, and we'll be plowing it right back off as we're plowing out again. So we'll hit the bad spots, intersections, stop signs, and we'll have one lane going up Club View and one down Club View. High View, depending on how bad this storm actually hits, I may need to shut that down if we start becoming low on material. I will have to save my salt for the main entrance, Club View and High View, and keep one lane open there. This has happened in the past, and we've come close to shutting it down before, but just so you guys know, I may, if for public safety reasons, I may need to shut that hill down if we can't properly maintain it and keep it safe for the public. So, most of the areas like Roslyn, Kanawha, the hills and stuff there aren't that bad. If we can keep them plowed down, they'll be able to travel up and down.
Tom, do you have a training manual on the township on snow removal? You know, a training manual for, like, if, you know, based on certain conditions or how you handle different scenarios?
We kind of do that through the policy that I have written up, depending on the amount of snowfall that's coming in, and it goes over the spot salting. And that type of stuff. More severe stuff. Now, they know on a real heavy snow that, you know, that's in there too, that we won't salt except for the dangerous hills and stop signs and intersections where somebody may slide out into a major highway or something and have issues. That's in our policy. So as far as shutting the hill down, we don't like to do that. That's not in the policy, but that would be a call if, and that'll be just an absolute if it has to happen. If we can't get material to keep it open safely, then I'll probably have to make some phone calls and let you know we're shutting it down. But that is a possibility in order to just keep everybody safe.
Can I make a suggestion that I didn't think about to now yet? We were talking about it. I don't know the name of the president of this Within the Civic Association anymore, how to contact them, do you? I can get Chief Petrozio, he's gone. I can get the police chief made to put out a blast on there. If
it has to happen, to put it out?
Yeah. If you let me know, maybe we can get out that way. But the other thing I was thinking about, too, is always before when we were talking about doing it, there was never a back way out of Worthington Hills.
Correct.
Now there is.
There is.
And yes, probably in that blast, we need to make sure people understand, please use the back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And normally I will do that too in order to try to keep high Club View open.
Right.
So.
Well, that's why we were always resistant to the pass, because there's no other way in and out.
Right.
Now there is.
Right. And we've always tried to keep Club View open. And since High View is a secondary entrance, if anything has to go, it would be that one.
Well, if you click it down, make sure, try to get over me as quickly as you can. I should know anyway.
Everybody will know a couple hours ahead
that
of
way,
us.
We can get the people.
Yep.
You may be able to get a hold of the trustees.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll know ahead of time if we're getting in a bind and it's going to have to. So we should have at least a couple hours notice beforehand, I would say.
Because if we just block that off, people with our codes, people are just going to move them out of the way.
Right. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They will. So.
And I can't keep a cruiser there all the time.
No. And that's there. No, we're not going to have time. If it gets that bad, you're going to have plenty to do. You ain't going to be able to sit anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's great. I think we need a couple hours to get the information out and make sure.
Yeah.
I don't foresee that happening, but it's just a contingency plan just in case something, you know, if salt, fuel, anything becomes an issue, equipment, that would be one of the plans to compensate for that.
Very good. Anything else?
I think that's it for me for tonight.
Okay.
I just sent you guys the contact information for the bills.
Excellent. Exterior property maintenance code?
I've got a call to Mark. I'm not connected, but nothing to report.
Okay. Anything else? All right. Minutes from last meeting? Any changes? Okay.
I read them.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, do we have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
All second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
They don't think it'll be necessary.
Right. But we have
a good back. Yes, I
believe
we did.
And I thought they'd last. Double back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I even know. Thank you,
David.
Thank you, right?
Yes, thank you.
All right. Thanks, John.